I would like to say to you this time, my dear friends, is that this moment in time, there is a great outpouring of love directed to your planet. Always within your planet, there are many turbulent times. Therefore, it is necessary that we clothe you in much love, which will be duly felt by many, many of its inhabitants. I can therefore say to you also that within 5 years of your earthly lives, there will be discoveries made within your medical fields, your scientific fields, and also facts of historical value to you. There is much for you to look forward to in the gaining of knowledge. And that knowledge is for the good of mankind.
I think we're aware that some knowledge of some historic knowledge that would be of value to our understanding there has been some indication that this might concern Egypt's ancient past.
Yes, there is much still to be uncovered, but I would like you to remember that within your next 5 earthly years is when all of these things will have a greatness for you. Especially within your medical fields.
Very good to know. Thank you.
We are approaching the time upon this earth where man has begun to recognize the need for nurturing of his own kind and the importance of that will take precedence within his thinking. I will take this opportunity, my dear friends, whilst we speak of medical matters, to thank you, all of you, for the thoughts and the love which you give to each other and to your fellow man. These thoughts that you give grow bigger each time you wish to give help to I have said many times, the light from each one of you spiritually has grown so much. And this you demonstrate each time we meet. So therefore, I say, my dear friends, thank you from all in spirit who are involved in these words.
I'm sure we're most grateful to all concerned. We realize that it's not just down to ourselves.
Yes. You recognize, I know, that now you are part of a whole and not a single entity as such.
Mm-hmm.
And when you agree to work for the good of mankind as a whole, so much more can be achieved. Not only for yourselves, but for those who come from my world and who are ever anxious to come to help. Would you like to ask any questions at this time?
Yeah, just something that came to mind as you said, as working as a group, we, you know, our thoughts are magnified. I was also thinking of people, the same would be true of those who work as a group who are not doing good things. I suppose that would be magnified as well.
Yes. Yes, you cannot separate them. The power of the thought, again, as you know, is all-powerful.
Mm.
Yes, therefore, if thought is not for good, then of course collective thought in that way is magnified also.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That is why I stress so often to you how important it is that you regulate and control your thinking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is most important for you and also for those whom the thoughts are directed to or for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, can I just say that the mind projection that we're in receipt of has really brought home to us the fact that spirit is without time or space.
Yes. Always this has been a difficult subject for you.
Yes, it is.
But we do feel that by this example you are now ready to receive and to accept that there is much more than you at first recognized.
Mm-hmm. Could I just refer back to about distant time in the past when we talked about how we mentioned Big Bang Theory and in relation to that, scientists came up with the idea of a singularity, and the singularity would be visualized as a point without space or time.
Yes.
And of course, that is the singularity as conceived was viewed in physical terms.
Yes.
But if that singularity were viewed with spiritual eyes, it would, without space or time, it might well be seen as spirit. So perhaps scientists' mistake was only to view the idea of absence of space and time with physical eyes instead of with spiritual eyes.
Yes.
It's a thought that came to me.
Yes, you are correct with your thinking. After all, many of what happens, many things that happen upon your planet has been because individuals have seen life through physical eyes rather than seeking the spiritual explanation. That is true in many aspects of your living, even in the way that you view your own planets. For so long, individuals could see nothing other than what stood before them. But all that is changing gradually. Mankind has awoken to the spiritual aspect of all life. We no longer speak of planets or individuals, but of spirit as it truly exists. Yes. And after all, remember that spirit has always been. And whatever explanation mankind places before itself, it cannot change the ultimate truth.
Mm-hmm. That the spirit has always been, as you have told us.
Yes.
And
no matter what words or discussions are used within your scientific community, it cannot be altered.
Yes.
No matter which words are used, which intelligences are embarked upon.
Yes, I'm rather amused by the idea that scientists have said that it began with a singularity, and I see now that singularity, as envisaged, can simply be seen as spirit, and spirit has always been.
Yes. Yes. It seems so simple, does it not, when you speak your words, but to many it has not appeared to be so simple.
No. No, because we've been so intellectual and
yes.
So physical.
I would say to you, each one of you, my dear friends, think simply as does the small child when they look for explanations. It comes from within. Mm-hmm. And that is where the truth lies.
Mm-hmm.
Deep from within.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, we got onto a subject which I think there was a little confusion over. You said you might maybe be able to talk to us about it. And that's concerning young and old souls. Young souls are still there on this planet. But I think there was some confusion amongst us about this particular topic. I don't know if there's anything you could say.
The confusion lies with you, yes. I understand. It is quite simple, inasmuch as when we say old souls,
yes,
that their experience of different incarnations.
Yes.
As occurred. But ultimately, all is spirit, whether it is called young, old, whatever you wish to name it.
Yes.
We all come from the same energy.
Yes.
But in using those words, it is only in the use for explanation purposes.
Mm. So if somebody was describing the young soul, that would simply mean that they had less experience of other incarnations.
Yes.
Right.
That is all.
Yes.
But it does not mean that when they return to our world, to spirit, to soul, that there is any difference.
Yes, I understand.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Firstly, remember that there are many aspects that we speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you cannot think that there is only one individual.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it all becomes complicated and a little messy with your thinking.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes.
Again, a simple explanation
of
understanding with spiritual eyes and not those of the human eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for that explanation.
Any questions, Paul?
I was thinking of it may have been asked before actually, but leading on from that one, I can't remember whether you probably said it, but is the Earth the only planet that we've incarnated on, or have we also had lives on other planets? As well.
The spirit chooses where to live a life, and I would say that the human beings upon your planet have chosen to come here because it is a planet of learning.
Mm-hmm.
It is a planet where much can be gained.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, you do not jump from planet to planet.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, if the soul desires, then it can be so.
Right, yes, there might be other planets that could benefit a certain debate.
If there is benefit to the spirit, to the soul, then of course that
could be possible.
Yes.
It's possible, but maybe not common.
It is not the normal, as you would say.
Yes. So those on other planets haven't any need to perhaps don't need to learn so much. Is that could that be true, or
no,
just a different learning?
No, that is not true.
No.
They have different reasons for choosing the planets which they inhabit.
Mm.
They are of different form and makeup, and that is why they would choose the particular planet that they have chosen.
Yes.
Each planet in all of existence is there for a reason. A reason being for the spirit to grow in the best way that it knows how. But as you have found out, my dear friends, communication through mind projection is possible throughout all of existence. That is what is important. Not which planets, which form, or how much you know. That is all irrelevant to the spirit. What is important is the growth of the soul. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes. Looking back over some of the dialogues, we have sometimes mentioned universes.
Yes.
When that term is used, would that be seeing the physical universe with its spiritual counterpart as one universe? And would other universes be, shall we say, spiritual domains?
Yes.
Have I got the wrong idea about universes?
I believe, my dear friend, you are beginning to become a little tongue-tied. Which is most unusual. Let me try to explain. You know that universes exist physically in your world. You understand. Your astrologers could confirm that there is only so far they can see.
Yes.
But they believe there are other universes.
Other physical universes.
Yes. Yes, there are. But let us for a moment speak spiritually. That as we sit here, spirit is with us. You are spirit, therefore you are in the domain of spirit. Therefore, all of existence is together. But for those many planets which exist, there has to be a reasoning of what is beyond their own planets and their own universe. You would agree? But spiritually, all of these universes are part of spirit.
Yes. Yes, all.
In the same way as within this room, as you sit here in physical guards, there are so many spirit forms that you cannot see, but spirit is here. Therefore, for example, the distance between one person and another within the room could be comparable to universes in the physical sense. But when you look at the whole of the universes within this room, all is spirit and can be seen with one eye. Do you understand what I try to say to you? It is a complex subject when we speak
That's
but if you take each individual as different universes, within each one there lies many planets, but at the same time, it is a whole, as in spirit. I hope that helps you a little.
I don't think our scientists are yet aware of any proof that other universes exist. They know a little bit perhaps about our universe.
Yes.
So your words are really intriguing as to how utterly enormous what we belong to truly is.
Yes, you cannot, unless you use your spiritual eyes,
yes.
You will never know. You have been able to travel in space, but a short distance. But I believe even within your own traveling space that those men have been amazed by what they have felt.
Yes,
and a knowledge deep within them that they are but one small dot in all of existence. Now, my dear friends, I will leave you, but as I leave you, I hope you feel the upliftment that has been given to you.
Yes.
Because I tell you that it has been needed this time.
Thank you.
Therefore, God bless you. Until we come together once more, I will leave you encompassed in my love.